Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
bless you. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105. And I'm just coming to you tonight for our Wednesday night Bible study. I was actually just worshiping the Lord. That is just, as you know, one of my favorite songs. I have another one on here, but that one is just my song that I just love because He is Alpha and He is Omega. He's our beginning, hallelujah, and our end. He is our first and our last, hallelujah. And I love the scripture that says, He that has begun a good work in me is able to complete it. Glory be to God. So I'm just taking a minute to worship the Lord. So many things going on in so many people's lives during this time, but we thank God that we have life, we have health, we have strength. We're in our right mind. We have the activity of our limbs. We can get up and function on a daily basis without any assistance. That is something to praise God for. I want you to know that no matter what you might be going through, God is on your side, and if you've got another breath of life in you, then there is a purpose and a plan for your life. I am encouraged today by the things that God is doing. So excited, and I love Him so much. You know, when I just, as a songwriter said, when I think of His goodness and all He's done for me, I just can't help but get excited. You know, it seems like the enemy might be trying to attack on every hand, but the more he attacks, the more I praise God, the closer I want to be to Him, because I know that if it wasn't for Him, I just don't know where I would be, people of God, if it wasn't for the Lord. I give you my little episode today at work. Somebody threw something at me. It was a small piece of metal like a paper clip, but threw something at me, and I said, you know what, where is the respect? Where is the common courtesy? Where is the decency? And I just held on to Jesus and, you know, woke the person up, talked to the powers to be. But, you know, I just thank God for His goodness because in this day and time, so many things can happen and so many things have happened. But I didn't get upset until after the fact, but that was nobody but God. But I just continued to hold on to Jesus. And I'm thanking Him and I'm praising Him for all that He's doing. So we want to get into the Word tonight. We're coming from Matthew, the 20th chapter. But I just want to encourage you to be grateful. Be grateful and be thankful for all that God is doing and how He keeps you and blesses you and looks over you. Be grateful and be thankful. Matthew, the 20th chapter. We're talking a little bit about the greatest among us. And I talked a little bit about this on Wednesday, on Sunday. This is just a bit of a continuation where the mother of the sons of Zebedee, she came to Jesus and was asking Him, could her children, her two boys, sit at His right hand? So I'm in the 20th chapter of Matthew. And beginning at the 22nd verse, Jesus' response is, you don't know what you are asking, Jesus said to them. Can you drink the cup I am going to drink? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right hand or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. When the other ten disciples heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. There's another scripture that says, the greatest among you is servant of all. So Jesus was letting the two disciples, James and John, know, look, if you want to be great, if you want to sit at my right hand, it's going to take some sacrifice. First, he told him, look, that's not my seat to give. But in order to be great, you're going to have to go through. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord, some things. You're going to have to go through some things. And you're going to have to serve. Amen. And the scripture says, I'm going to read it again. He said, look, you know the rulers of the Gentiles. They lord it over them. In other words, they rule with an iron fist or iron hammer. They lord it over them. And their high officials exercise authority over the Gentiles. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be great amongst you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. So the Lord is using himself as an example in the last sentence. He says, look, just as the Son of Man came to be served, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. We have got to serve. Hallelujah. And the Lord has just given me revelation even as I talk to you now. You know, that service is not always, you know, just doing something for somebody or waiting on someone or giving of yourself. It is a part of it. But the Lord is also letting me know we're going to be serving him, and through serving him, there's going to be persecution. And through that persecution, our service to him is to go through, hallelujah, help me, Holy Ghost, with a smile yet on our face, to go through with a peace that surpasses all understanding, to go through what the scripture says, love your enemies. And I know sometimes that's a hard thing to do. But if you look at them and the Lord looks at them, you'll be able to have a love for them. Because even when they were crucifying him, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's what we have to say sometimes when somebody is doing us wrong. They know not what they do. So we're just asking God to give us strength today as we reach out and learn how to serve even the more. So many times, like I said, people want to be great. They want to do great things, but they don't want to serve. I have one more scripture for you, and then I'm going to get on out of the way here. And this scripture is, again, in the book of Matthew, the 23rd chapter. Let's look at that really quick. Matthew's the 23rd chapter. Let's see. I'm at 23. Here we go. And this is a warning. Jesus is giving a warning against hypocrisy. And beginning at verse 5, let's start from the beginning. I sometimes I hate to jump in the middle of scripture because sometimes you need the full understanding. So at the beginning, chapter 23, verse 1, then Jesus said to the crowd and to his disciples, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So you must be careful to do everything they tell you to do. But do not do what they do. Woo, that's a word right there. Help us today, Holy Ghost. You must be careful to do everything they tell you to do, but do not do what they do. So he's telling the disciples and the crowd, look, because they sit in high places and have authority over you, you must be careful to do everything they tell you to do, but don't do what they do. My God, I hope you caught that. For they do not practice what they preach. This is the word of God. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. My God, I thank you, Lord. Verse 5, I could just be preaching to myself tonight. Verse 5, everything they do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogue. Woo, Jesus, help me today, Holy Ghost. I got people fighting over parking spaces. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors or teachers, for you have one instructor, and that is the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. My God from on high, give us strength today. We thank God for his word today. If we exalt ourselves, the Bible said we will be humble. But if we humble ourselves, we will be exalted. And I believe, I'm just touching on this as revelation comes, I believe that some of what's going on with Facebook, my God, that Facebook is causing people to exalt themselves. And then at the same time, they're going to be humbled. Help us today, Holy Ghost. So I'm just looking at the word of God and just saying, if you want to be great, you need to serve. Serve God with gladness. Serve, do his will. Serve people. The greatest among you is servant of all. Those, even the ones that serve us, we must turn around and serve them. Amen? As a preacher, there are those that serve me. There are those that want to serve me. There are those that want to do for me. I have to, in turn, turn around and serve them. And I can tell you, sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's not easy. But this scripture is giving even me the strength that I need. I thank God for his word today. I don't care what anybody says. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall forever remain. It is faithful. It is sharp. It is quickening. It has quickening power. It goes between the marrow and the bone. I don't know about you, but I need the word of God in my life. I love revelation. Opinions are okay. Exhortations and exaltations, they'll do just fine. But I need the word of God, because I can't remember what Sister So-and-so said all the time. But the Bible says his word shall not come back void. He said, bring my word back to my remembrance. Remind me of what I said. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord today. Remind him of what he said. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. That's one thing you said, Lord. No one can pluck me out of your hands. That's another thing you said, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for his goodness today. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why? I don't have to want. Because he makes me lie down in green pastures. Woo! Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word today. It has quickening power. It can come alive. It can make you come alive. Most of all, it can activate the atmosphere to do what you need it to do. I thank God for his word today. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. And so we're going to continue to do the will of God. We're going to continue to serve and do what he has called us to do. Those of us or those or anybody who wants to be great, you got to serve. You got to serve. And if somebody is manifesting their own greatness without serving, the Bible says those who exalt themselves shall be humbled. We thank God for his word today. We love you today, Lord. We magnify you and we look to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You're our Alpha and our Omega. I'm going to get out the way. I'm done. I'm so excited. I'm going to get off this line and give God some praise and continue on with my evening. If you have anything that you want to chime in on, you can press 1 and I'll let you in. But we thank God for his goodness tonight. We thank God for his word. We thank God for his power, for the anointing. Ah, ooh, I thank you, Lord. I told God, I said, I don't want to miss this next blessing. So many times God has things for us and we miss it. And it's hard sometimes when you are part of the apostolic, when you're part of that first journey, that groundbreaking. And I told God I don't want to miss it. But I want to let you know today that the next move of God is not going to be something, you know, really big, like the faith movement was big, the empowerment movement, the financial blessing movement, all of that was big. This next move of God is going to be all about holiness, all about being somewhere where you can get close to God, because this world is going awry. And it's about being somewhere where you can get connected to God. I was listening to the news, and this generation, this time, 21st century, you have the least amount of people going to church than ever before. But I tell you one thing, that is going to change. People are going to be running to the house of God, and they're going to be looking for a place that has love, that has service, that has the power of God, that has the anointing of God, that has some life-changing abilities. And I'm excited about it. I'm not going to miss it. I love the Lord, and I thank him for all that he's done. And I just thank God for you and you who take your time to listen on Wednesdays. And even for those of you who listen later on, when I go back and look at some of my archive messages, sometimes there are as many as 20 people who have listened in on their own because they missed the 6:30 hour. So I thank God for you that you are listening even though you're not live. God bless you, and may heaven shine up on you. Keep on pressing, keep on pushing, keep on being excited about God. Keep on setting your atmosphere. You set your atmosphere. Set your atmosphere for the power of God to come in and take over and do what needs to be done. In Jesus' name, God bless you. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries. See you next Wednesday. God bless.